17. George Walker Bush. In his father's presidential race in 1988, Bush Jr. became his father's aide. This was the first time the two had worked together closely as adults, and Big George came to appreciate his son's political instincts. When George Bush won the election, his eldest son turned to Texas, a move that shocked Washington careerists. But Jr. had something also in mind. He was thinking hard about running for governor of Texas. Texas is a big media state. Name identification is important, and Bush had got it. But he needed an accomplishment that belonged to his own. He didn't want anyone to say, "He is riding on Daddy's name." So he bought a baseball team titled Texas Rangers. He gave speeches across Texas in support of the team. His down-home style was always on display. He hated to ride in limo, even someone else's, and the Bushes lived in a modest brick house. Their only luxury was private school for their twin daughters, Barbara and Tenna. He dressed as indifferent as ever, in cheap suits and boots, emblazoned with the flag of Texas. At the Rangers' office, he insisted on wearing a pair of shoes with a large hole in them. Someone said that Bush's political base was built on twin platforms. His Rangers celebrity and the prodigious campaigning he had done for his father throughout Texas in 1980, 1984, 1988, and 1992. In 1992, after his father lost his presidential re-election, Bush began to run for governor of Texas. He traveled across the state, applying the lessons he'd learned from his parents. Trust your instincts, be down home, enforce discipline, and walk all the way into the statehouse.